Pennsylvania Supreme Court Justice Michael Aiken is stepping down. He's the second justice to retire from the court amid a scandal over explicit and offensive emails that he and others exchanged. Hundreds of those emails were released to the media and to ethics agencies by State Attorney General Kathleen Kane. Aiken served on the court since 2002. Joining us to discuss the latest development is WHYY's Mary Wilson. Mary, what exactly happened today?
Today, an attorney for Justice Aiken met reporters at a state court center and said that his client is going to retire, effective immediately. He read a short statement and then he answered questions for maybe 15 minutes and said basically there's no deal and that his client is not pleading guilty to ethics charges, but that he is stipulating that he has sent inappropriate emails and that he's retiring now in the hopes to avoid the ethics trial that's been scheduled for March 29th. And he's also hoping to hang on to his state pension.
So the email scandal's been in the headlines since late 2014. Why did he decide to step down now?
That's a really good question. What his attorney said, Bill Kostopoulos, basically said that Aiken stepped down now because he doesn't want to put his family through any additional, you know, media circus, and that there is nothing to try because he is stipulating that he's done these things, that he has sent inappropriate emails, and that he apologizes for that. But, you know, there had been a hearing before the Court of Judicial Discipline in which Aiken basically tried to strike a deal with the body that's prosecuting him, the Board of Judicial Conduct. And the judge in that hearing wouldn't even hear that potential deal. So it looked at that hearing like Aiken was going to be treated pretty harshly by this Court of Judicial Discipline.
Just remind us, what kind of email messages are we talking about, and what does Aiken say his role in the exchange of those emails had been?
According to a review that was basically launched by the state's high court, these are emails that were kind of misogynistic, that made jokes that played on racial stereotypes, and were just kind of more in the vein of the sophomoric jokes that we've seen in some of these batches of emails exchanged by government employees and others, but that they weren't strictly speaking pornographic.
And Michael Aiken wasn't the first justice to get caught up in this, right?
Right. In late 2014, Seamus McCaffrey stepped down from his role as a state Supreme Court justice. The Allentown Morning Call had published an article that said that he had exchanged lewd emails. And then the chief justice at the time, Ron Castile, had reviewed those emails with the technical staff at the state attorney general's office. And shortly after all that, McCaffrey retired.
So what happens next for Aiken?
Next, I think we're going to have to see what happens with this ethics trial, if it still goes forward. And it'll also be interesting to see what happens to his state pension. I don't know how long that'll take yet. Aiken's ethics trial before the Court of Judicial Discipline was scheduled for March 29th. So my next big question is to find out if that's going to happen.
And what about what's next for the court? Has Governor Tom Wolf said anything about his plan to nominate a replacement?
Right. So there's this vacancy on the court now. It's up to the governor to nominate a replacement that will be subject to a 2/3 majority vote in the state Senate. The governor says that he's going to be taking names from Republicans and Democrats, and that he, you know, wants someone who's going to make a good judge. And he didn't give us a timeline for that when reporters asked him about it earlier today.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you, Brad. We'll